Why? $12 million to kill somebody? That's what's sick. Capital punishment's over that. It's like $20 million to kill somebody on death row. Although I couldn't even find out why. I couldn't even find out who made the electric chair. I called everybody trying to find out who made the electric chair. I even called General Electric, who at least they would know who made a good electric chair. And they didn't. And I said, well, you guys ought to consider making them because you could have this new slogan, GE brings good things to life and vice versa. And they hung up on me. They could have had that for free. Now I'm going to charge them. Because, you know, they were talking about privatizing prisons one time, you know, letting private people own prisons. And I was thinking, there's a good investment, prisons. We're always going to have criminals in this country. Ever get some money, I'm going to buy me a prison. Might need to know where you go to get a good electric chair. Because I want a good electric chair in my prison. I don't want no shitty Kmart electric chair down there, you know. I don't want to be the warden down there at midnight flipping that switch going, is he dead yet? Because I don't think this thing's working again. Hell, all we're doing is giving them permanence. But since I couldn't find out who makes the electric chair, decide if I ever do have a prison, I'm not even going to have an electric chair in my prison. I'm going to have a new energy-saving, environmentally sound-type prison. I'm going to carpet my entire prison instead. Then I'm going to have my condemned man stand in a bucket of water and have all the other convicts do like this on the carpet all day long. And then just touch him at the same time like that at midnight. And pocket that $20 million. Either that, if I ever get to be in charge, since we're going to have wars and capital punishment in our country, I'm just going to combine those two things. I'm going to send killers to war. People will kill people. I'm going to put them in prisons. They want to have wars. I'll just go get out there and have a fucking ball, pal. And I'll make the DUIs drive the tanks. So, vote for me. My granddad told me one time he'd go to war. I went, there's a good idea, sending old people to war. They're the ones that start all this crap. They ought to be sending you anyhow. Well, they couldn't. Wars would take forever with old people, man. Wars would have took forever with my granddad out there going, charge! Come on, boys, let's go get them. Charge! Come on! Well, I'm tired. Let's rest here for a while. Plus, I can see my granddad somewhere in the foxhole going, hey, you know, when I first moved here, there wasn't any enemy from there. So I got a good blonde joke the other day, but all my blonde jokes are politically correct because I figure they're not real blondes. So this blonde walks up to the counter and she says, I want a Big Mac, an order of fries, and a small Coke. Lady behind the counter says, miss, this is a library. And the blonde says, oh, I want a Big Mac, order first. Thank you very much. Good night.